Well, one of the reasons that New South Wales Health might have taken to TikTok is the Chinese social media platform is the world's most popular app. But a joint Four Corners and Triple J hack investigation has found TikTok's collecting facial data from its young users and suppressing political content and videos by minority users. Avani Dias reports.
So growing up with a fake leg, I always got in trouble every time I park in my disabled spot.
Sydney's Paniora Nukunuku has more than 180,000 followers on the Chinese social media app TikTok.
The first video I did was me going up to a pool and telling my friend to record me dip my fake leg in the water to test the water out.
Andrew, I'm sorry, you've had several questions. Andrew, I know, but you don't run the press conference, okay?
Paniora is among nearly a billion people who are watching and making short videos on TikTok. The app gives users an endless stream of short videos picked by an algorithm designed to determine your interests and send you personalised content.
So this old lady had the nerve to ask me if this is my disability card.
Paniora is referring to his fake leg in this video he posted of a confrontation with someone who was telling him he shouldn't have a disability permit. It went viral, but TikTok said it breached its community guidelines.
I don't know why that was taken down.
Paniora appealed and the video was put back up.
It can be really disheartening. It makes it feel like your content's not worth much.
Paniora's had other videos about his disability, Black Lives Matter protests and Palestine removed as well. Fergus Ryan and a team from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute have concluded TikTok uses the algorithm to hide political speech it deems controversial.
We see evidence of how content moderation that takes place in China, how that type of thinking is still applied to TikTok outside of China.
TikTok is owned by Chinese startup ByteDance, which is now believed to be worth more than $250 billion.
But one of the big problems with TikTok and the unique nature of its opaque algorithm is that it's very difficult to recognise when censorship is taking place.
A joint Four Corners and Triple J hack investigation has found the app is constantly gathering data on its users, including facial data. And researchers like Dr. Niels Wouters from Melbourne University are concerned about how that could be used.
That's being handed over for free to that single social network that has pretty much full control over what it does to the data.
Cybersecurity expert Jamil Jaffa has advised the US government. He watched closely as TikTok was facing bans in some countries over security concerns.
You never think about the Chinese government in Beijing having videos of you in your home. I mean, that's what they have now, potentially, with this data set.
In a statement, TikTok said Australian users' data is held on servers in the US and Singapore, and it doesn't remove content based on political sensitivities. A 2-week federal government security review found there was no need to restrict the app in Australia. But experts are calling for a more rigorous assessment of TikTok.
It seems innocuous. But it really takes place in this much larger context of data collection, artificial intelligence, and a real effort by the Chinese to consolidate influence in the region and across the globe.
Jamil Jaffa from the National Security Institute at George Mason University, ending that report from Avani Dias.